Welcome to Shomar Shavana Daf, your sponsor, Lo Nishmas Av Yaakov Shom, Ne'abas Yitzchok. We're holding in Gittin Daf Samech Zayin. The Gemara in Amud Aleph, in the middle of the Amud, brings the Braisa from Ovos to Rav Noson Perek Yud Ches, that Issi ben Yehuda aya moine shivchon she chachomim. Issi ben Yehuda gave a shvach to a list of chachomim. And we'll mention over here a few he'oros on some of the shvachim that he gave. The first one that he referred to is Rameir. That he says, Rameir is a chacham the sofer. He's a chacham and a sofer as well. Rashi explains pshat, he was a sofer, meaning that he was an actual sofer. He was one who was a laveler, as the Gemara in Sota tells us. The Iyun Yaakov says, what a shvach is that? And therefore he explains that the shvach of Rameir is that he would remember everything so clearly, and he was able to write, even though he didn't have it in front of him, was able to be safer to write the Divrei Torah with from memory only. Says the Ben Yoyodo, based on that, that's the big shvach. Rameir is called a chacham and a safer. Chacham is someone who's very charif, is very sharp. He's able to say a great svara. A safer, according to the Yaakov, is someone who has a great memory. Usually one person doesn't have both traits. One is either a great charif or a great baal zikaron. To have both, that's a tremendous shvach that only Rameir has. The Rabbi Yosef Engel, in his Sefer Beis HaHitzor, brings another nekuda. He says what's brought down in the name of the Arizal, something that we learned together in Meseches Chagigo. Because it says there that Rameir was a Talmid of Acher. And how do we accept Rameir saying? Because Rameir found a rimoin. He ate the inside and threw out the outside. So the Arizal explains that there is a malach called Matat. That the way you spell his name is Matatron, Mem Tes Tes Resh Vav Nun. Rameir took the inside of the malach, which is Kulay Toiv, Tes and Tes, and threw out the outside, Mem Resh Vav Nun, letters Rimoin. That's what it means. He took Rimoin, threw the outside, kept the inside. So meaning Rameir is equated that he took the good of the malach called Matat. Says the Beis HaHitzor, Matat is called Safro Rabba. It's called a big Sefer. That's where Rameir, he was called Chacham the Sefer. He's a Chacham, and he has the Maila of the Sefer that took the Gemailas of the Malach called Matat. The Gemara continues and says, Reb Yudo is Chacham the Kesheyirtze. So it sounds, he's a Chacham whenever he wants. What does that mean? So the Maritz Chai says, here's something Niflamoit. He says, the Pshat is, everybody knows, even the smartest person, the most clever person, there are times where it's very difficult for him to have the peace of mind, the Yishuv Hadas, to come and think and have a good machshava. He needs to be in his right setting, his right place, his right location, for him to be able to get to his full chachma. Rabbi Yehuda's Maila was that whenever he wanted, he was able to turn on the chachma part and get straight to full machshava and thinking and be able to get it to the highest level of chachma whenever he wanted. The Mor continues and says, later, the Rekiva was a Oitzer Bolum. Rashi quotes the Braisa and Avos Dav Noson. The Rekiva learned many, many, many different parts of Torah altogether, and then he organized each one in his own department. So this, the Ben Yoyo, which is the Sefer of the Ben Yoyoda, the second Sefer of the Ben Yoyoda on the Goddess of Shas, in the new part, which just came to print recently on Maseches Gittin, he brings over there, Shas is like this. Every Chacham has his own expertise in Torah. We know there's Mori Kabbalah. Their expertise is Kabbalah. Some are Mori Mishnah, some are Mori Gemara, some are Mori Halacha, some are Mori Agoda. People have different parts of Torah, and that's their expertise. But Rabbi Akiva, the greatness of Rabbi Akiva, is for him, the whole Torah was Oitzer Bolam, was one big piece. We had everything together. And then he went and put everything in its own department. But for him, every part of Torah was a part that he knew extremely well. For him, there's no one chelek of Torah which is greater than the other. All Torah by him is completely clear. And the Gemara then goes to speak about Reb Shimon, and the Gemara concludes by saying that Reb Shimon told his talmidim, "Bonai shonu midoisa, learning from my midois, shemidoisa trumois mitrumois mitindois of Reb Akiva. I am the truma of the truma of Reb Akiva." The Marshal brings over here what is truma of truma. Is the Trumas Meiser that comes out of the Meiser. So it's the tenth of the tenth. Bir Acher Bir is the essence, the most clear, most clean part of Rabbi Akiva. And this I heard many times from my Rebbe Moshe Shapir Zatzal, that that's the Indian of Lag BaOmer. Lag BaOmer, we are celebrating the day of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Why Rav Shimon Bar Yochai? Because he is the biggest Talmid of Rabbi Akiva. We know that the entire sphere of Soimer is a time that Talmid Rabbi Akiva died. He had 24,000 Talmidim that died. But Lag BaOmer is connected to Talmidim that corrected Rabbi Akiva's legacy. The Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva went and taught, and they took and re-established the Torah of Rabbi Akiva. And the one who is the essence of Rabbi Akiva, the one who has the true Mois of true Mois, is Rav Shimon, as the Gemara says over here, that's Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. So therefore, in the doing the time of Seir Soimer, the day which is not the day of Avelus, it's a special day of Moed of Simcha, is the day of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, which is the Talmid of Rabbi Akiva, who turns Rabbi Akiva's legacy around. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list to Hotzogu, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.